What's your worst password? Don't actually tell me. Don't yell it out suddenly. I don't need to know. But Splash Data posted its fifth annual worst passwords list. And let's just hope your worst isn't on the list. Taking a look at the list, number one and number two in consecutive order. Number one is 123456. That's unchanged from last year. So that still is the most popular password ever. And number two is, of course, the word password, which don't do that. Don't do any of these,
and don't
actually.
Do Star Wars was number 25.
25.
Which, you know, it's funny because you realize, like, people use things they love for passwords. I don't do that, of course.
The two saddest things on here were that Monkey went down by 6 points.
Oh.
I know. Monkey was always my favorite example. But the saddest one is number 24. It's password with a zero for the O, so people are trying.
Like, well, this is different.
Yes.
So close. So close.
You know, it's amazing to me that people can still find places that will accept these bad passwords. You know, because a lot of places...
Man. Yeah, well, sorry.
That's
yeah,
why you see some of them go up. Like, you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 went up a position, probably because they're demanding that we have 8 characters now, right?
Yeah, there should be some sort of, like, a list that all password entry, you know, systems inside websites checks against, that basically says, like, these are the top 100 that you cannot put in. So we've got these requirements on what your password has to be, and then we've got these on the blocked list that you just can't use these. There's one on this list, which is, and maybe one of you can explain this to me, but it really does seem obscure. It's number 15. It's 1QAZ2WSX. What am I missing? How is, what's that?
Your keyboard.
One. It's straight down the keyboard. Yeah.
1Q2W3E4.
Okay. You know, I didn't even look at my keyboard, but just looking at that, I was like, man, is that like a default default difficult password in some sort of, okay.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just patterns. It's all patterns. And don't they say that, and mind you, maybe I'm not the best person to advise you on the best password practices, but don't they say that length is way more secure than randomness?
Right. For yeah.
Right? Like, well, if you were to have a 20-character password, that's better than having an 8-character random password.
It all has to do with how much entropy there is in the number. So you're looking for, if you just have 42 characters, but they're all numbers, your namespace is very, very small, or your number space is very, very small, because there's only 0 through 9 for each one. So 20 characters long is better than 10 characters long, but simply adding a letter to that is better, because you're going to add an extra 26 characters, and then making a capital letter in there, that makes another 26 possible characters. Then you throw in the special characters. So you want to add in, it's not just that it's random and that it has a large number space for how many different types of characters you can have that makes it secure. So use a password manager.
I was going to say, this is why I use LastPass. And thankfully, every time I sign up for something new, I just go randomize. And it's all sorts, you know, and super long. So
right, because before that, it was the biggest dilemma. I mean, I wrote freelance for Trustworthy Computing for Microsoft forever. And that was the biggest dilemma. Like, people would get in rooms and just argue, no, it has to be a passphrase. No, it has to be this. And, you know, because things change so fast. So yeah, before, I mean, password managers are the way to go.
I lost elite status by pointing out that I didn't know what that password was from, didn't I?
We'll just
delete
that part out.
You know, you're a boy. You don't know that much.
I mean,
sorry, that was low. I want to give you guys a tip, though, in this category. There's a site called xkpasswd.net, and it was written by Bart Bouchatz, and it's a way to create strong, secure, but memorable passwords. So if you use LastPass or OnePass and you use one password and you use the automatic generator, you're going to get a strong password, but you're not ever going to be able to remember it, or be able to, you know, you're looking at your phone and you're typing it like this, you know, it takes forever. This uses random words and random numbers and random characters, but creates something that's actually easy to remember. And you see the presets across the top. He's got one specifically for each, like for an Apple ID. The Apple ID one is designed to help you be able to type it on an iPhone, for example. This is a combination of, it comes from an XKCD joke about, what is it? Horse battery staple. Something is a really good password. So yeah, you can generate these passwords. I change it up until I get one that makes me laugh. Like, once you look at these, you see it says, 15 modern between happen. And it's got an exclamation point on each end and dots. Okay, yeah. I can type that, right?
Right. And it's not just a bunch of total randomness, which is impossible.
Yeah, I usually go in here and I'll test it and I'll take a look over on Steve Gibson's password haystacks. And when you do that, all of a sudden you can see, okay, this makes a crazy password.
As Jammer B holds up a card that says grc.com/haystack.htm. Exactly. So he was on the same page as you, Allison.
I use the two in conjunction to prove to people how good these passwords are. And you can do what you were talking about. Put in 20 numbers with nothing else and then just change one number to a letter and watch what happens to the 8 billion quadrillion years it takes password haystacks to tell you it's going to get cracked.